Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, come to you today. We're here today. We can do what we can do today, Father, because you lead. Father, we bring this scripture verse to you today. We want to open up your word and see what it is you want to show us. Father, just quicken our hearts with your arrow of peace and forgiveness and kindness and joy. Father, I pray a special prayer right now for Anita. She had felt so good last week and so bad this week, Father. Strengthen her. Lift her up and let her know that we are praying for her today. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be in chapter 21 of Matthew. I may have given you the wrong verse, Larry. I'm going from 28 through 32.
That's
right. No, you're right.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Okay. This was an unusual last couple of weeks because last week, this weekend, I had a wedding to do, and the weekend before that, I had a wedding to do.
Oh!
And it's unusual to have, for me to do that many weddings, but I may not do another one the rest of the year, but they just were back to back. The message is always when I'm trying to do a message in the wedding service, it's about our promises matter. Don't you think the words we say, the promises that we make, the commitments we make, don't you think they should matter?
Amen.
When you're speaking to a couple who are getting married, they're standing before you and everybody else and before God, and they're making promises to each other. And those promises need to be kept. But in our everyday life, we make commitments, we make promises, and that's what this lesson is about today. I'm going to read to you in chapter 21 of Matthew. Jesus is talking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees here. And he begins in verse 28. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterwards he repented and went. And he came to the second son, and likewise he answered and said, I go, sir, but went not. Jesus says here, whether these twain did the will of his father, they said unto him, the first one. Jesus answered unto them, verily I say unto you, the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of heaven of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not, but the publicans and the harlots believed him, and yet when they had seen it, repented not afterwards that you might believe him. It's an interesting parable here. You kind of like it when Jesus sticks it to the Sadducees and Pharisees. Kind of like it, because we're on Jesus' side. And he keeps getting battered and trying to be tricked and asked all these questions. When Jesus turns the table on them, we like that. We like to read those stories. Unless, of course, it hits a little too close to home. In this scripture verse here today, there's some lessons that we really need to learn. Some lessons that he may have been talking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, but he's talking to us too. We need to understand the importance of doing what we say we're going to do. Listen, I can't tell you how many funerals I've done where a loved one has passed away, whether it was a mother, a father, a grandparent, that the grieving member out there hasn't come up to me and said, "I'm rededicating my life. I'm going to follow the example that this person set for me. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to read my, I'm going to start coming to church. I'm going to do all these things," and I encourage them. Now, you're promising God that. This is a promise you're making to God that you're going to do that. Keep that promise, and I'll never see him again. It's a shame that we make those kinds of promises and don't keep them. How many times do we say to someone, "I'm going to pray for you," but you never pray for them? How many times have you said, "I'm going to check up on you, make sure you're okay," but you never check up on them? How many times have we said that, "I'm going to come by and visit you," but you never go by? You know what they say the road to hell is paved by? Good intentions. We have good intentions. When we're in an emotional state, like a funeral, these people that came up to me, they meant it when they said it. They just weren't committed to it. In this story, young man said, "Sure, Pop, I'm going to go to the field," and didn't go. The first son said no, but he repented and went. Many times, we tell God no. There are many times that we need to repent and then go do what God asks us to do. When we do that, we're the good son. We're the good daughter. Because we may have resisted, but we repented and did what God asked us to do. There's nothing that's so infuriating in the society that we live in is that people being so little when they make promises. This is surely the truth when it comes to weddings and being a parent, but it's also in our everyday living. We live in a kind of society where promises and commitments are just there to be broken. We as Christians, we as the children of God, we should be known for keeping our promises. Nothing more frustrating sometimes. You listen to God and you do what God asks you to do, and you follow through with it, and the person that you're doing this for seems so ungrateful, unmoved by your compassion, because, I mean, doesn't this person know that I've given them the gift of my time and my money because I care for them? Listen, we talk a lot in this church about we need to have an attitude of gratitude. We talk a lot about that. And that's something we should keep striving to do. Be thankful when somebody does something for you. Be thankful when God does something for you.
That's right.
But the Sunday school lesson was so close to what I'm trying to say here, is that we just can't stop. If somebody is ungrateful, if God tells you to do something again, do it. I promise you, He's not ungrateful. God in heaven is not ungrateful because you have done what He's asked you to do. I can truly believe, I can make an argument that the key to living a successful life is to be a promise keeper. We see so little of that. We see so many people breaking promises, but when we see somebody that makes a promise and keeps that promise, that we look at that person as being a person with character and integrity, we trust those people. It's hard to find anybody in public life now that we can really trust or believe in sometimes, because like our society is, we make promises, we make treaties with other nations, and then we break those at will. We make campaign promises and those are never kept. It just seems like it's hard to find somebody with character and integrity. But when you find that person, it's like a breath of fresh air. Let me give you an example of a person with character and integrity. Me and Chris, when we got married, I had two boys. I had two girls. She had two boys, and then we had Timmy together. At one point in time, all five of us were in our little house. Our oldest daughter is Reagan. She didn't like this. She didn't want to be there. She acted out when it got to the time where she was getting ready to go to high school. It got to the point where we didn't know what to do. We were so unprepared for this calamity in our new family. I mean, we weren't established that much yet. Her mom had already sent her down here, and she didn't want to go back home. And they lived in Oregon. Didn't know what to do. I was talking to my sister. And my sister said, send her up there with me and Bill. Let her come stay with us, and I promise you, she can live with me through high school, and then she can make whatever decision she wants to make. We prayed about it, thought about it, and that's what we did. We talked to Reagan and told her that she was going to go stay with Uncle Don and, I mean, Aunt Nana and Uncle Bill, and that she was going to live up there, go to school up there, and it's going to be a whole fresh start. I don't know if she was crazy about the idea or not, but we really didn't give her a choice. She moved up there, was doing really well, till one day we get a phone call that my daughter Rayanne had taken my sister's car without permission, told them they were going someplace here, but they were going someplace else. My sister had a brand new Volkswagen convertible. Ran and four of her friends got in that vehicle, and Ran was driving, and she was driving too fast, and she flipped the car over two or three times. We got a call that we needed to go to the hospital in Denton, that our daughter had been in a car accident. I called Donna and I said, what's the deal? I said, no, she's at home. I said, no, she's taken your car and wrecked it with four other friends. When we got to the hospital, I was so glad to see Rayanne just sitting on the table. She had had a bruise where her seatbelt had bruised her. And did she have a broken leg or something? No. She was fine. She was upset, but she was fine. Three of the other kids came out okay too, but there was one girl, close friend of Rayanne's, that had a head trauma, had a brain injury. These are just high school kids. I thought Donna would tell me, okay, you have to do something with Rayanne. She won't listen to me. She's stolen my car. Donna insurance had to pay their policy limits to these people for their medical bills. But their policy limits weren't close to what the medical bills were. Donna said, I promise you, she was going to stay with me until she got out of high school. The people, if they had sued us, it wouldn't have been Donna that sued, it would have been us, because we were her parents. Donna paid thousands and thousands of dollars over many, many years that she didn't have to pay. But because that was what she said she was going to do, told those people, I will take care of this. I can't do it all at once, but I'll pay you this. I can't imagine how many years that my sister had to keep paying and paying and paying. She could have just washed her hands of it, said take her back, and she wouldn't have had to pay anything but to have her car fixed. And it was told she had to get a new car. But she had made a promise. She had made a commitment. And she kept that commitment. She kept that promise. That's how we have to be. When we make a commitment, when we make a promise, it should mean something. We shouldn't make promises on a whim. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that my daughter was fine. She's grown up now. She has kids and grandkids, doing very well in the real estate market. There are some other things I wish I could get her to do better, but she is able to live this life that she lives now greatly because of the commitment that my sister made to do this. I think, you know, I think Brianne is really grateful for Don and Bill for what they did. I would hope so. It's just what I'm trying to say here, it's important to do what you say you're going to do. The truth of the matter is, how you live your life, as we saw in that film there today, it's the only life we'll live. We're going to have a starting point and an ending point. It's what we do in the middle that people are going to remember. One of the greatest legacies you can leave for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and friends is to always strive to do the right thing. This church is a legacy that my mom and dad left to us. This is something they passed down to us, and it's a legacy because they did it the right way. They loved people and they loved John. Now, there are very few here today that ever knew my parents, but you're reaping the benefits of what my parents did. That's a legacy. My friend, you and I won't leave a more important legacy when we die than to have somebody say about us they were always trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Always trying to, they didn't make promises they didn't keep. They didn't make commitments they didn't honor. That they lived their life trying to do the right thing. This story was about two brothers. One told his father he wouldn't go out there and work, but he repented. Didn't just say, I'm sorry, Dad, I shouldn't have said no to you. He went out and did what the father asked him to do. The other son is so much like many people today, sure, God, I'll do that. But you never make a step in that direction. You have made commitments to God that you may not have honored. You have made promises to people that you may not have kept. It's not too late. We can change that. We can change the person we are. I want you to live your life always trying to do the right thing. Now, we're not always going to be right. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up. But when we mess up, it's because we were not trying to be unforgiving. We weren't trying to be hard-headed. We weren't trying to get over on somebody. We just simply made a mistake. It's not because it wasn't from lack of love. We have to care for each other enough that even when God asks you to do something you don't want to do, in the end, you've got to do it. You can fight Jonah. Jonah told him to go to Nineveh. He said, heck no. You don't want to be swallowed in a whale. You want to be woken up before them. You want to be at a place where, okay, God, I'm sorry I said no, but I'm going to do what you asked me to do. Be a person of character. Be a person of integrity. Do what you say you're going to do. And be a promise keeper. Amen? Heavenly Father, as we read this story today about these two men, Father, we are so much like that second son. Sometimes, Father, we say yes to people just to shut them up. Sometimes we say yes to you, Father, with good intentions, but we just never follow through. Answering yes to the call is not enough. We have to do what you want us to do. Go where you want us to go. Father, we want our lives to matter for something. We as Christians, when people look at us, they need to say, well, that's a person of character and integrity. Don't always do the right things because we're not perfect. But we're striving for that. We're striving to always do the right thing. Sometimes it's standing up for yourself when nobody else believes in you, Father. Sometimes we have to take sides when the majority of people are on the other side. Whatever it takes, Father, we have to do and believe that we will stand for what is right and for what is wrong. Father, I believe that you have called us all for a purpose, and that you've given us this life that's such a precious gift. Father, may we always continue to want to do the right thing. We want to. Father, we don't want to quit making promises because we break them. We just want to start making promises and keeping them. Regardless of the outcome on the other person, Father, we're not doing it really for them, Father. We're doing it for you because you told us to do that. Father, thank you that you still depend on us to be your legs, your feet, your arms, your eyes. And Father, that you speak to us and we speak to others. Father, thank you that you love us that much and care. cares for us that much. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are here today.